Do you think it is possible for people to hear all the message, but take no action and still remain the same, even though their circumstances are not making them happy, but they have everything available to them and still remain the same?
Oh, yes. But they have a smartphone. They go on social media. What are the things that they watch on social media? They watch beef. This one is fighting with this one. Entertainment. That is all. They concentrate so much time on that. You understand what I'm saying? Look at me. I've been watching you on YouTube. You understand? But look at the kind of people that, I mean, you bring them here. Few people are going to watch.
Yes.
And they'll tell you, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You understand that? So they will still hear the message, but to act upon the message becomes a challenge because they are lazy.
Does it have anything to do with them?
What do you mean by does it have anything to do with them?
The fact that sometimes, right, it's almost as if, look, there are people who are, there are family members, there are friends, we try to pick them up to go through the same process as us to better their lives. And sometimes you pick them up halfway, they themselves will cut your hand. Mm-hmm. And then they will drop again. It almost feels as if they are programmed to be like that.
Yeah.
And that they themselves, in the core of their mind, they can't receive anything good.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the way they think and the kind of people that they've associated themselves with. you understand what I'm saying? Because me, like I said, I used to be broke. But I used to be very, very broke. But see, at a certain point in my life, like, I didn't like my situation. So I believe that you can have the best of life in the most difficult times of life. Like, when things are not working for you, that is when you need to come back to your senses. That I've done this particular thing for a long time. It is not working. Why don't I change it? Now, me, I've been a pastor. Being a pastor, all my friends are pastors. You understand what I'm saying? But to switch from this pastoral thing and talk about this, like, making money entrepreneurship thing, and some of my friends, initially, they were laughing at me. But I didn't mind what people would say, because if I stand before God, God is going to judge me. God is going to judge everybody. So the thing is, you need to know that, I mean, all those people, friends, whatever, they don't put food on your table.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Life is all about you. So if you are watching this podcast and things are not working for you, you need to discover yourself. You need to sit down and, delete all the things that you know and program your mind for success. You have to start learning new things. Like, I read a book about, this book about Malcolm Gladwell. And Malcolm Gladwell said, if you're going to practice a particular craft for 8 hours every day, in 4 years, you become a star. Yeah, if you're going to do it 4 hours every day in 8 years, so I started reading. I would go to the washroom, I would read. Till today, I don't watch TV. I don't watch football. The last time that I watched football, this English Premiership, was when Chelsea won the Champions League. Think about 11 years ago or so. 11 years ago. I don't watch football to watch millionaires on TV. Those millionaires, they are playing football. They are the stars. And I'll be clapping and I'll be shouting. I'll be arguing with my, I will never do that till I die. Never. Why should I? Somebody is collecting $10,000, $100,000 as an appearance fee, Black Stars. And I wake up and I will sit in front of my television and what clapping. I will never do that. Let me build my life. Let me invest that time in something that will earn me money. So I always say that if you spend money daily, you have to make money daily. If you're not making money daily, it's just a matter of time. You are going to be broke. You are going to be poor. All the rich men that we know, they make money. They don't wait at the end of the month before they earn money. They make money every day. So when you wake up in the morning after your devotion, praying to God, you need to ask yourself, what can I do today? I have 24 hours. What can I do today to earn money? If you cannot answer that, it means you have a long way to go. If you cannot come up with an idea about what you can do with the 24 hours you have to make money, Charlie, you suffer.
Wow. No. That was powerful. That was powerful. That I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Never thought, because you spend money every day. You eat every day. Yes. Everything you do costs you money.
Yes, every day, yeah.
So you need something else to come in to balance the sheet.
Yes. Yes. You have to balance it. And our people don't think like that too.
Look, we've seen people who have had money.
Yeah.
And yeah, good days. Mm-hmm. And as they are growing, that money all goes away.
Yeah.
What causes that?
Okay, so I think when you read, I was reading doing the research, and I realized that in America, all the people that, like, they win the lotteries, you understand? I think in 5 years, they go back to poverty. But they don't have that kind of mindset to
maintain
the money. So you can make money, but if you don't have the mindset to maintain the money, I mean, you are going to lose it. So people, you need to build that capacity. I mean, to make money, you have to build that capacity. You don't have the capacity to make, you will never, ever make money. It's not about prayer. It's not about the devil. No, the devil, forget about the devil. Build your capacity to make money. You understand? Because it is what you have here. It is the content in your mind, what you have here, the content that will determine the size of your bank account. If your mind is empty, I'm telling you, your bank account will always be empty. People should go, they should research about what I'm saying. If your mind is empty, you understand? How are you going to make money?
Money making,
yes,
is definitely a product of the mind.
Eh? A product of the mind. If you don't have that kind of mindset, oh boy, you lie, you can't. You will always be broke. And beg people, depend on people, beg people for money. That is why you see a lot of our people are leaving Africa. They see that Africa is not a place to succeed. To succeed in Africa is very hard. It's not easy. That is not true. You understand? The headquarters of money is not America or UK. Money doesn't have any geographical location. Money is in people. All the people you see around you, they have money. But they will never give you the money unless you have value. You can exchange value for the money. So if you say Africa is hard, I can't make money in Africa. The question is, what do you have? What valuable thing do you have you can exchange for the money or for money? You don't have anything. You are complaining. You are complaining about the economy. Every day, the economy, people complain about Mahama. We voted Mahama out. Now, Akufo-Addo came in. Now, MPP, I'm not this particular government. It is good that they are leaving. But what I'm saying is, it is not true that the economy will dictate the money in your bank account. Never. The economy will never determine how much money you're supposed to have in your bank account. It is the problem you identify. When you identify a problem and you give a solution to the problem, that will put money in that your account. So instead of you to complain, the same economy that you are complaining about, people are building houses, people are buying cars, people are making millions, and you are complaining that the economy is very poor. Boy, you lie. You are not seeing what others are seeing. Those who are making money, you are not seeing what they are seeing. Go and learn from them. What are they seeing? What do they know that you don't know? You don't have superior information. You don't have superior information. That is why you think you can't make money in Africa. You go to UK, you go to Europe, you have to go and hustle to make money. And you're going to pay bills, a lot of bills. You understand? But this same money, okay, this same people are complaining that they can't succeed in Africa. Africa is hard. And when they are paying money to go to Europe, America. See? You were able to raise over $10,000 in the economy that is hard. You're able to raise that money. And you are giving that money to somebody to send you abroad. Why don't you think about what you can do with that money in Africa? What do you think about that? And our people don't want to think in that direction. Which is very bad.
Why, like my son would say, why, you know, there are some people, it looks like they've built a wall.
Yeah.
It's like they've taken the bad information in and then they've built a wall around them. Nothing gets in.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they are wearing some shades and they can't see.
Yeah.
I was speaking to one of my friends and I said, well, I like playing golf now because I get the time to think and, you know, have meaningful conversations, you know, on the course. But I've never been a football player, ever.
No.
He's like, so you don't know how to play? I said, no. Because I've never seen a value in doing that. And for me, what has been very important for me is finance.
Yeah.
Make money.
Yeah, sure.
Because I've said to some people before that the house that I was born in, it's a family house.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not careful, your food will be passed to you. It will not be given to you, to be passed to you. So you must take your finances serious.
Yeah.
Now, I want us to, if we bring this down a bit, this is for the people that have the ears to listen. What's the first book you read that changed? In fact, that took the shades off.
Think Like a Billionaire and Become a Billionaire, Scott Anderson. I remember when I read that book, the things in that book, that day I cried. And when I read Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad and Poor Dad, wow. I've read a lot of books. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Secrets.
The Secrets is a powerful book.
I've read a lot. Like, you know, I was reading a book by Tony Robbins, and I remember in the book, I realized that Tony Robbins, at the age of, I think, 12 years, read 700 books, and he became an instant celebrity when he was, I think, in college or... And I was doing a research about Elon Musk way back. And I realized that Elon Musk used to read 11 hours a day. And he read so many books when he was, I think, 12 years old. And he read a lot of books, and he even read Encyclopedia Britannica.
You know, on that same talk, today I was watching a video by Elon. And then this man was interviewing him, and they asked him that. So... Musk, you're not an aerospace engineer.
Yes, I've watched that video.
How come you? This is the business you decided to go into to build SpaceX?
Yeah.
And he said, because I read a lot and then I speak to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that buttresses what you just said, that leaders are readers.
Yes.
And your positioning is really to be able to know how to bring in people who have specialized knowledge.
Yeah.
To say that, okay, you've opened this business.